Hello listeners, today I welcome to Loreto College Mrs. Larice Green, who is acting in the role of careers advisor for first semester. Welcome, Larice.
Thank you, Alyssa.
Lovely to have you here. Now, can you tell myself and our listeners what drew you to careers education?
So, Lisa, I have for a long time been an early childhood educator. And so what drew me to doing that role was the excitement of new children coming into the learning. And so after a long period of time doing that, I actually started to think about what were the things around students and their development and where would they end up being? Because one of the questions we'd ask in prep was, what would you like to be when you grow up? And so very soon it just became an interest, a passion of mine to find out more, because I really am interested in what somebody's element is. So finding your element, what you're really good at, what floats your boat. Mm-hmm. And so for me, I came to the realisation that the group of students who were up to that decision making were those who were in year 10, 11 and 12. And so careers advising, that's the area of education where I think the most impact comes. Mm-hmm. So I thought, right, I didn't even know there was such a job as a career development counsellor till probably 2 or 3 years ago. But because I had actually already been involved in a software development program around lifelong learning, I decided that I wanted to pursue this. And so I've transitioned into this career advising area and I'm really excited about it. So it's great to be here.
And was your influence into that field, was that impacted by your own, did you say you had a daughter?
I actually have three daughters.
Oh, there you go.
Yep. And one of them's 19, then the next one's 16, and the youngest is 13. So I travelled through that process of not being the person who was telling my 19-year-old daughter what to do, but rather to sit alongside and support her and say, okay, you know, what are you thinking around where you want to be and what you want to do? And I'm really, really big and interested in finding the things that people like. So giving opportunities to try all different things. So my daughters were way over-serviced in the area of trying different things, physical activities, music, extracurricular things, so that in the end they could make a decision about something that they really liked and that they could see themselves doing as they move forward. Yeah.
What do you have to say around, you know, the conversation that's around, you know, the future of careers? This generation who's, you know, entered year seven, we can't even predict what careers they may hold. How do you help students navigate the unknown in that space?
So I suppose one of the things that we've talked all about just in the last week at Loreto is that when it comes to future work, it's going to really be around not so much the knowledge base people have, but rather the skills that they build across the time when they're in high school. But the reality is there's going to be a lot of change. There's going to be a lot of times when students of today are going to be transitioning from one workplace to another. There will be students who create their own job. So they may be entrepreneurs. They may be like my 19-year-old daughter, and she has studied food technology. Now she's going to go to the Australian Maritime College to become a pilot. Then she wants to do global logistics. And so together she's creating her own niche job where she's going to go and advise people about how to safely carry food around the world, and she's linking that to the global goals for sustainable development. And so that knowledge about global goals and all those human soft skills that cannot be recreated by AI, artificial intelligence, is I think where we all need to be really thinking and guiding and creating curriculum opportunities for students to be able to develop those skills so that they're in the best possible position to be able to pivot and to move into something new and to take along what they've got in their backpack to something unknown. It's exciting.
I love the fact that you referenced a backpack because Mary Ward, our statue of Mary Ward that sits in the school ground, she's carrying a backpack. And so even though you're new to Loretto, you've made a reference that we make all of the time that, you know, we're filling that backpack for them so that they can, you know, move forward throughout life and be as successful as possible. How do you challenge the thinking around when a student loves something and they experience that flow of just being, loving the process of the learning rather than the result, and, you know, often hearing, but that's a hobby, not your job, or not a future career path, that keep that as your hobby, lean into something different.
So I suppose what the student who feels that flow and that passion has to really consider is that education and learning is not just about being in a school. It is what you are doing in your everyday life. If you love riding horses, mm-hmm. and you can see that you can make yourself a career or a business opportunity in that space, then yes, you absolutely need all those literacy and numeracy skills that are going to put you in the best position to be able to manage the business side of mm-hmm. being the horse riding school. Mm-hmm. But you also, if it's something that you really love, it's not a chore. It's not like going to work. Mm-hmm. It's something that you can say, okay, I know that I have got to have these baseline basic skills that I can apply to whatever my passion is. And if I make the choice for me, that's going to make me excited and look forward to going to work every day, then do that, you know. It doesn't have to just be, oh, well, at school we did these subjects and so therefore I'm going to become this because that's the outcome for me. There are so many pathways and you can't predict what it is that you're going to be finishing up doing. You might think, oh, I'm going to go and I'm going to go to university, I'm going to study this course, and I've done all that I can to work out what that course is going to look like. But when I get there, I might make the realisation that, hang on, this is nothing like what I thought I'd want to do, and I'm not going to enjoy doing this because it's not got some of those elements in it that are going to engage me. So I'm going to take that experience, though, and I'm going to see if I can use the best of what I've done in an area where I do feel excited about what's going to happen.
And it's so, from when we went to school, we're in a completely different situation because I know even if I'd wanted to have pivoted to something else, it was not an option. You start the course, you finish the course, you get the job. Well, that was the message in my family anyway.
Yes.
Whereas now, the flexibility within the universities and university to university and taking that credit with you, it's a lot more flexible, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And so I think that looking forward, it's actually going to be that people are going to have like a lifelong learning record where they take their micro-credentials, mm-hmm. they take all of their pieces that they've learned along the way, and it's going to be that when it comes to people finding the right person for a job, they'll be able to go to you and find you based on what all your experiences mm-hmm. are and what you've gathered mm-hmm. in your backpack so that you can be offered opportunities mm-hmm. that would previously not have existed.
So the employer will come to you.
Yeah, that's where I think things will go.
Okay, it has been a pleasure speaking to you. Welcome to Loretto Larice.
Thank you. Happy to be here.